Very beautiful idea that the Chofetz Chaim writes at the end of the of Chofetz Chaim al Torah in this week's parsha. The pasuk says, "V'hemin ba'Hashem v'yachshavei lo tzedakah." Avraham Avinu believed in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem viewed it as a tzedakah. We know Rav Tzadok HaKohen tells us that the first time the Torah tells us that a word is in the Torah, that is the source and that is the foundation for that word. So "v'hemin" is l'shon of emuna. Chofetz Chaim says such a beautiful thing. He says, when it comes to emuna, we realize, why is it called a tzedakah? Like shevel lo tzedakah, that Hashem views it as a tzedakah, as something that it was a good thing for him. Says the Chofetz Chaim, ki Avraham Avinu hikir ba'atzmo esboro, that Avraham Avinu recognized Hashem himself. He was the first one to realize that there was one God in the world, to have monotheism in the world. U'mishalo lebal abira, that there's one God in the world. Afapika in lo nishtabech b'torah, as the emuna v'hemin ba'Hashem. Why does it call it v'yechshavei lo tzedakah, says the Chofetz Chaim? To show you that emuna is the foundation of everything. The pasuk says, the Gemara and the Machka says, if there's one mitzvah that we can rely the entire Torah upon, it's the midah of emuna. Look at the imagery that he gives. He says, when a person is chas v'shalom drowning, just imagine you falling off a cliff, and there's one branch. You have to hold on so tight. He says that's what emuna is. Mashal echad shetava bayam, the ra eats the fun of. You see that one tree. You know, sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night, you're like, you feel like you're falling. And you see that one tree. How hard are you going to hold on to that tree? Mishtavda lahachzik biikaro sha'elo v'lo ke'anofav. You're not just going to hold on to the leaves. You're going to hold on to the root. You're going to hold on to the branch for dear life. It's that tree or it's nothing. Your life's over without that tree. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's the same thing by emuna. The number one tree for all the generations. It's the Torah, it's the emuna, the simple faith of a Jew in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And listen to these last six words that I find so powerful. Usually the Chofetz Chaim would end right there, but he ends so beautifully. Ba nachzik b'chol kolcheinu v'lo nerpena. So we have to be so strong in this. B'chol kolcheinu. I feel like he's at a rally. He's at a rally. B'chol kolcheinu with all our might. Lorner Pena. We can't give up. We can't get weakened. When we see a virus or we see a presidential election next week, we don't know what's going to be with Klal Yisrael, with Eretz Yisrael, with Jews in America. But at the end of the day, the Chofetz Chaim tells us, if there's one thing to hold on to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's one message, V'hemin b'Hashem v'yachshavei lo tzedakah, there's one thing that's the Torah, it's the foundation of the Torah, it's our Muna Pshuta and the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is actually something we see by Kriyas Yom Tov, when Moshe Rabbeinu screams out to Hashem, they're davening for Klal Yisrael, and he says, "Ma tzitzakilai, why are you crying out to me? Why are you crying out to me? Because when a Jew's in trouble, you daven." Kamana Rebbe says, no. Sometimes in life, davening only gets you to a certain point, but emuna is on a higher level. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, davening's very, very good, but right now I want to see action. I want to see your faith. I want to see your bitachon. I want to see your emuna. Hashem should bless us that we shouldn't just talk about it. The more we talk about it, the more we have emuna in Hashem, as we like to say from the Kabrina Rebbe. Hamanti ki adaber, like Rabbi Shaket, I think, once said. Rabbi Biderman quotes it. The more you talk about emuna, hamanti ki adaber, when you have a person wants to grow in their emuna, ki adaber, you have to talk about it. And please God, in Mitzvah Hashem, through the chus of our simple faith and our complete trust in our Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should have continued besor stovas b'ezer Hashem. Rechina mekashe omer, ratz chus baruch hu zachas, Yisrael, l'fichu, herber, torim, Mitzvah Shemar, nechvetz man sidko, yagdi tov yadzi.